Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 31. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 17. A slight chance for some snow flurries early on Thursday, then mostly cloudy with our high of 37. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy and cooler Thursday night with a low of 11. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Currently it's 18 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Now that the midterm elections of 2022 are all done, the next question is, for many, is what's next? As one relationship that is drawing some attention in Topeka includes Governor Laura Kelly and newly elected Republican Attorney General Kris Kobach. As some political science experts say, the election was a bit confusing for many elected officials.
Yeah, you see Jerry Moran winning easily, and you think, okay, well, it's going to be a good night for Republicans, but then, you know, Sharice Davids and Laura Kelly win easily. And so, well, not, I guess not easily, but then you're just like, oh, well, okay, but then Kris Kobach wins instead of Chris Mann. And so you're just like, there's no simple characteristic there.
That was Dr. Nathaniel Burkhead, political science professor at Kansas State University on WIBW, where he says we could see an interesting legislative session this year and a little bit of permanent stagnation in Kansas.
In terms of policy, I expect to see those areas where there's overlap between, say, economic development between the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, I don't think Medicaid expansion is going to happen. I don't think recreational marijuana is going to happen.
Mid-America Network News. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatchNetwork. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. The Rolling Hills Zoo in Salina, Kansas has announced that one of their exhibits at the zoo will be getting a makeover with a big project that's currently underway.
Bamboo Bay is our next big project, part of our master plan over the next few years. Taking some of our exhibits that have been in the Rolling Hills Zoo for quite some time, in particular these smaller exhibits off to my right here, will be replaced with a 3,000-gallon saltwater aquarium that will house chain cat sharks.
That was Ryan Van Zandt, the executive director of the Rolling Hills Zoo in Salina on Cake News, where they say the shark experience will be a unique one and make the zoo more memorable, as they say the project will begin their construction by the end of this year. In other news, one individual has died after being thrown from his vehicle during a rollover crash that happened Thursday morning last week. Cake News reports the event happened in Montgomery County on November 10th when the police found the Chevy Trailblazer on its side in a ditch, and 49-year-old Tracy Adams Hale was laying outside the vehicle. The cause of the accident is unknown as the investigation is still ongoing.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Nebraska public school district that ended a student newspaper following an LGBTQ-focused edition of the newspaper has now agreed to bring it back for the next year in digital form. As KSNT News reports, a civil rights organization has threatened to take legal action over the closing of the newspaper earlier this year of The Saga, the newspaper at Northwest High School and Grand Island's Northwest Public School District. According to the advisor and teacher for the school's newspaper program, Kristen Gilliland, they say The Saga will return to the school's class offering in the spring semester, but in a digital format and without her running the paper. According to the school district, the role of advising the newspaper along with teaching journalism at the school, quote, has been offered to another teacher. In other news, the state of Nebraska will receive nearly $12 million from the multi-state privacy settlement from Google that will be sent to over 40 states across the nation. NBC Nebraska Scott's Bluff reports the lawsuit came after concerns about tracking and privacy issues with Google.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday considered an engineer's proposal for adding turn lanes and improving access to the 12th Road U.S. 36 intersection at the east edge of Marysville. City Administrator Austin St. John had KDOT perform a traffic study, which indicated that some improvements were warranted, but not enough to qualify for full funding. A compromise plan that could fund up to $2 million, with the city covering engineering costs. To fully meet state requirements, turn lanes would be added, and it would require closing two access points, including Hall Brothers and the County Shop on the north and Venue 36 on the south. This would require buy-in from affected property owners. Councilmember Kevin Throm expressed concern with completing work that may serve a short-term need that could be taken out for later improvements. Councilmember Jeff Keating spoke passionately, asking the matter be referred to the street committee and urged broader consideration and development of plans that could be accomplished in phases. Approval was given to close Park Place and Debbie Lane for the annual North Park Christmas presentation Sunday, December 11th. 5:30 till 7 p.m. Entrance will start at Park Place with a food pantry donation requested and refreshments provided. Convention and Tourism Committee recommended Wayne Cruzy fill the unexpired term of Gina Bartles, who resigned. The position is up at the end of this year. He would assume the remainder of the term and then take a full term beginning in January. The Federal Railroad Administration has a newly updated web portal where citizens can report trains blocking grade crossings. If you've waited over 20 minutes during the past 7 days, you can go online to fra.dot.gov/blocked crossings/ and report the incident. You can also report directly to Union Pacific at up.com or call the grade crossing hotline at 1-800-848-8715. That's 1-800-848-8715. Residents are experiencing a growing number of unreasonable waits at train crossings as length of trains are longer, requiring additional trackage when stopped. A Lincoln man, Adam Helmrichs, age 41, was killed tragically last Wednesday in a plane crash near Maxwell, Nebraska. He was the pilot of a small single-engine plane that had left Lincoln and was approaching a landing at North Platte when the accident occurred. 22-year-old Zachary Clausen was also killed. Adam Helmrichs grew up in Summerfield, is a 1999 graduate of Axtell High School, the son of Harlow and Brenda Helmrichs. Services are planned in Lincoln Saturday. Union Pacific will close crossings in Marshall County near Beatty later this week. Thursday, K-99 will be closed on the south side of Beatty, and Saturday, K-99 will be closed a mile east of Beatty. Work committed, weather permitting, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Detour routes will be marked. A dedication is planned Saturday in Washington for the Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 tribute. Mark Neutch, a Washington County native who led the forces in Afghanistan shortly after 9/11, and several others from his unit will be on hand for the 10 a.m. dedication on the courthouse grounds, where the monument will be officially unveiled. They will then meet and greet at the fairgrounds. Ron Newts is among organizers who have worked tirelessly for several years to bring the project to completion. He was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
Well, what we learned after it could be released was a big deal to us, especially knowing that Mark was from Washington County. We needed to do something to show appreciation and to all of our veterans. So we got a group together, and we decided to work this monument. We actually started thinking about this in 2019. And then COVID hit. That slowed us down a lot. It's been a long time coming for this, but I think with the final product, it'll be first class.
Annette K. Harlan, age 79, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 3 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Annette Harlan. Henry L. Craig, age 44, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Henry Craig. Adam Helmrichs, age 41, of Lincoln, passed away November 9th. Funeral service is planned Saturday, November 19th, 10:30 at St. Mark's Methodist Church in Lincoln at 8550 Pioneers Boulevard. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roper and Sons South Mortuary in Lincoln at 3950 Honesty Drive. Roper and Sons in charge of arrangements for Adam Helmrichs. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, broccoli, and five-cup salad. Tomorrow, beef and noodles, biscuit, mashed potatoes, green beans, and plums. KNDY News Time 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions will stay sunny and breezy throughout these next few days as temperatures will start to stay cooler. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid-30s, northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. There will be a slight chance for some flurries throughout the day on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will start to shift throughout Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. These cooler temperatures will stick around throughout Friday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Temperatures will start to improve as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s and the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 55. Record high on this date, 78. The average low, 32, and the record low, 5 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7:11. A chilly 18 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the news and weather for this Wednesday, the 16th of November. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at MySistersClosetKansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at My Sister's Closet in Waterville.
Duke falls to Kansas and the Devils extend their streak. Hi, everyone. This is Mark Gremillard reporting on sports. Men's college basketball in full swing at the Champions Classic in Houston. Number 7 Duke against number 6 Kansas. A close one to the end, but late game heroics by freshman Grady Dick put the Jayhawks on top.
Kansas down by one. Dick receives the pass around Proctor, who nearly got a steal of his own. Kicks it back. Here's a lob to Grady. Two-hand layup. Good. One on the feed. Dick on the finish. Kansas back up by one.
On the Jayhawks Sports Networks, 69-64 Kansas, the final. Earlier, unranked Michigan State surprised number 4 Kentucky 86-77, and top-ranked UNC took down Gardner-Webb 72-66. In the NHL, the Devils beat the Canadiens.
Devils were looking for something. Hughes strips the puck, shoots, and he scores! His second goal of the game gives the Devils a 3-1 lead.
Jack Hughes with the goal on the Devils Hockey Network, 5-1 the final. New Jersey has won their last 10 straight. Around the league, the Panthers beat the Capitals 5-4. The Predators edged out the Wild 2-1, and Toronto skated past Pittsburgh 5-2. In the NBA, the Knicks pulled back to 500 against the Jazz.
Bounce pass Barrett, Knicks in the front court, lob to the rim, Barrett to Reddish, alley-oop stuff, an exclamation point in Utah with 32.9 to go. Knicks can feel it up by 9.
On ESPN New York, 118-111 Knickerbockers the final as they move to 7-7 on the season. In baseball, Mets skipper Buck Showalter won the National League Manager of the Year Award. His fourth time receiving that title, he won it previously with the Yankees, Rangers, and Orioles. Yankee first baseman Anthony Rizzo will remain in the Bronx. He signed a two-year contract worth at least $40 million. The team's still looking to re-sign outfielder Aaron Judge, who remains baseball's top free agency target. Mark Remillard, ABC.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance Store have hundreds of appliances, mattresses, and furniture items in stock with guaranteed delivery by Thanksgiving or ready for pickup. Five-piece dining sets from $4.99. Queen mattresses from Purple, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Ashley Sleep starting at $1.99. A factory semi-load of special-priced LG Deluxe large-size laundry pairs retail $9.49 each, now $5.99 each while 52 sets last. November specials in both stores and, as always, free shipping to your home within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Continuing the service and tradition built over the years, Latta Plumbing in Marysville is now Clark Plumbing. With full-service plumbing and HVAC services, new owner Sterling Clark reminds you that now is the time to book that full furnace maintenance. Be sure to ask about their yearly HVAC maintenance schedule so you can have peace of mind all year long. Same service, same location, just different name. Clark Plumbing, formerly Latta Plumbing in Marysville. Phone 785-562-2767.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's take a look back at what happened yesterday in the markets as we go forward on this Wednesday, November the 16th. Yesterday, we had some interesting dynamics happening with the market. Matter of fact, grains started off mixed at best and then had a rally late in the day. And oil prices and the dollar affecting the market yesterday. Matter of fact, even some international news coming out of the Black Sea region affected the markets as well. Brian Grady with Pro Farmer had this to say about the markets yesterday.
Quite the tumultuous day in the grain markets. You know, we started overnight with news that Russia was probably going to extend the grain export deal with Ukraine and finished the day, the trading day anyway, with news that a couple missiles apparently went across the border into Poland and killed some civilians there. And so just really flipped the script and we saw the wild price action.
So does this mean that the Black Sea export deal is off? What exactly does it all mean?
No, I don't necessarily think so, but it does show how sensitive markets are to this. And it's no small deal that a NATO country was bombed, whether it was a stray missile or not, that doesn't really matter. I suppose it, you know, if it was a mistake, which I anticipate that will be the case when all said and done, it still happened and you can't take that away. And so I just think the sensitivity of the matter really showed in today's price action.
And speaking of the price action from yesterday, December corn into the day at 666¾, and that's up 9½. Wheat for December, 828¼, that's up 9¾. Kansas City wheat for December, 963, that's up 6¾. January soybeans into the day yesterday at 1457¼, that's up 16¾. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock ground bread heifer sale Wednesday, November 16th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. Consignments include 100 Fancy, Angus, Red Angus, and Charlie Angus Cross, first calf heifers with 45 to 70 day old calves by side. There'll be 300 black-white face fall calving cows. They'll have 30 to 70 day old Angus and Charlie Cross calves by side. 180 Reputation Angus and 50 Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to Kevinese Black and Red Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There will be over 400 mostly Black and Red Angus spring calving cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Sim Angus and Red Angus bulls for February to April calving. Bulls offered include 5 Angus, 2 Horned Hereford, a Polled Hereford, and a Black Hereford. They'll be 18 to 20 months of age. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 16th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Producers are heroes in their own right, but for our producers who also served our country, the FSA offers additional benefits to veterans. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Chris Thurston, State Coordinator for the Kansas Farm Service Agency, discusses FSA's offerings for veterans.
So before we get into that, I'd like to kind of discuss what the definition of a veteran is and how those benefits can apply. So for FSA program purposes, veteran farmer or rancher is a person who has served in the armed forces, has not operated a farm or a ranch for more than 10 years total, and has obtained status as a veteran during the most recent 10-year period. So for entities such as corporations, LLCs, general partnerships, requesting to be considered a veteran, at least 50% of the interest holdings must be held by veteran farmers and ranchers.
Thurston explains how veterans can capture their benefits under specific programs.
Our ELAP program, our Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, veterans receive a 90% payment factor, meaning that for every $1 earned, they receive 90 cents, whereas the public receives a 60% payment factor. For our NAP programs, our Non-Insured Assistance Program, we will waive the service fees for the cost for veteran farmers or ranchers for basic NAP crop coverage. And if that producer chooses to buy coverage, the premium cost is therefore cut in half. For our ARC PLC, our Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Program, veteran farmers are eligible for benefits on farms having 10 acres or less, whereas these farms are not eligible for that benefit at all. Our Conservation Reserve Program, it's our CRP. The veteran farmers and ranchers with the approved CRP TIP contracts are not required to meet the 12-month owner-operator criteria when enrolling in the continuous CRP signups. $50 million was authorized for voluntary transition of land enrollment this year under the expiring CRP-1 contract to veterans, beginning farmer, or socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers to return land production for sustainable grazing and crop production. Our grassland CRP, the veteran farmers and ranchers in these areas are used for evaluating offers for ranking. So if at least 50% of the producers on an offer is a veteran farmer or rancher, then that offer will gain an additional 10 points for rankings. Dairy margin program coverage, our DMC, veterans, farmers and ranchers may qualify for waiver of the annual administrative fee for lock-in coverage for the dairy operations. And our limited resources, beginning farmer or socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher administration fee is a limited resource. They may be exempt from that administration fee as well.
Thurston goes on to emphasize mental health for veteran producers.
So as a combat veteran myself, I can tell you how important it is to maintain good mental health. We know that in the middle of a drought, the normal pressure of farming can be really tough to handle. We also know that agriculture has a disproportionate number of suicides every year. So please, if you're struggling, call your family doctor, your community mental health center, or even the new 988 suicide prevention hotline. And just remember, you're not alone, and your struggles don't mean that you're a bad producer. All farmers and ranchers, they're important to us here at the Farm Service Agency, and we want to make sure that you're well and productive for our country as well as for your family.
That was Chris Thurston, State Coordinator for the Kansas Farm Service Agency, discussing FSA benefits for veterans. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Tired of getting zapped by static electricity? A little shock therapy today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 16th. It is the 320th day of the year, and jazz singer Diana Krall has a birthday. The dry air season is officially here, and that means static shocks from the carpet. Our favorite solution is spritzing the carpet with a solution of liquid fabric softener and water. Use 5 parts water to 1 part fabric softener. You can buy commercial anti-static sprays, of course. Shop carefully, though, because many contain oils that contribute to carpet soiling. When buying new carpet, keep in mind that acrylic fibers are the least static prone, though not as durable as other materials. And there's always attacking the problem at the source with a humidifier or other remedies for dry air. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it now at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, 18 degrees, and we'll look for highs in the lower to mid-30s for today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Good news for the Kansas City Chiefs, as the Chiefs have announced they will be getting back one of their best rushers back ahead of Sunday night's football game matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers this Sunday. As KSN News reports that the defensive end Frank Clark will be returning from a 2-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The suspension was officially lifted on Tuesday this week, allowing Clark to practice with the team this week as well ahead of the clash with the divisional rivals. So far in the 7 games played throughout the season, the 3-time Pro Bowler has 3 sacks to go along with the 15 tackles under his name. The Chiefs have the Sunday evening game with kickoff at 7:20 against the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, the Chiefs are still number one in the AFC West with an overall record of 7-2. In other news, good news for college football fans here in the state of Kansas is Thanksgiving weekend. We'll have the primetime Sunflower Showdown between the Kansas Jayhawks and the number 19 Kansas State Wildcats that'll be aired on primetime. The clash will happen at Bill Snyder Family Stadium at 7 p.m. on the 26th of November and will be broadcast on Fox, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage this Thursday to cheer on your Wildcats against a top five team. Basketball returns home for the second doubleheader of the season, with the men hosting Kansas City at 5:30 p.m., followed by a huge Big 12, Big 10 matchup as the women take on number 4 Iowa. Tickets start at just $10. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats to catch both K-State basketball games this Thursday. Go Cats!
Sub-State Football Friday, Battle of Undefeateds, 8-man Division II, as Axtell entertains Canton Galva, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.
She used to cry when I come home late. She couldn't buy the lies I told. All she wanted was to be needed, someone that she could call her own. The love I know I took for granted, until she walked out of my door. Too little, too late to say I'm sorry, 'cause she's not crying anymore. She's not crying anymore. She ain't lonely any longer. There's a smile upon her face. A new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore. I guess she's really doing well now. She's picked herself up off the ground. I wasn't there when I was needed, but I was there to let her down.